This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen. And so let us read that chapter again, that verse again in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, a little slower. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? So we know nothing at all unless it the Spirit of God, which is dwelling in us, speak to us about those things of heaven. And those things that in the earth that we should have revelation and know of. And it continues, even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God, the blessed Holy Spirit, receives from God Almighty, and he giveth it unto us, its revelation. Hallelujah. Let's just bless the Holy Spirit. Let's bless him and pour our love on him. We love you, Holy Spirit. We honor you. We ask you to forgive us for taking you for granted. Oh, blessed Lord. And we bless you. We bless you for your holiness. We bless and honor you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let us treat the Holy Spirit of one another, that is in each other, with such honor in Yeshua's name. the Holy Spirit is close to the Father. I want to emphasize that. He is close to the Father. And the Father principally speaks through us, his children, through the person of the Holy Spirit. And so we have to rest in the Holy Spirit. Sit, soak in him, to hear what the Father is saying to us. Amen? And this is what we have just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. As it is recorded in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13, the blessed Lord Jesus encourages us about the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of truth has come, it is written by thy Lord, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. And so this is confirming what thy Holy Spirit has just given me to say. We hear from our Father through the Holy Spirit. And so whatsoever the Father says to the Holy Spirit revealeth unto us his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that glorious? The closeness of the Godhead. And we see that they do not, they're united, they're close, and they desire us to love each other the way that they love one another. Now let us move on into why did Jesus trust the Holy Spirit to be a comforter also to us? Well, the answer is perhaps what we see in the beginning. In Jesus' earthly ministry, the comforter came upon him in the form of a dove after John the Baptist baptized our Lord. This is recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 16. We can see several manifestations in this most glorious account of the baptism of our Lord by John the Baptist. Let us look at those. The blessed Lord's humility, meekness, and the Lord obeying and submitting to the will of his Father in his submission to be baptized by John the Baptist. Isn't that one of the most glorious, glorious accounts in the Bible? I mean, there are so many that you cannot really count. But that baptism of our Lord, it just almost makes me want to weep. How glorious for him to go to John the Baptist, God, and say, let us fulfill my Father's will. He was such an obedient son. And this is encouraging us to remain as obedient, to be obedient, and how it pleases our Father God. How it blesses him. This most certainly pleased his Father. And we read of the magnificent response. I love to read and feel the response from the Father and from heaven in response to our worship, our thanksgiving, and our obedience. And this is the response of Jesus submitting to John the Baptist and getting baptized. This response was in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit coming down from heaven in the form of a dove that is a sign and a wonder. He came upon our Lord, some verses says enlightening the Lord, and the scripture records the third person of the Godhead, the Spirit of truth and Comforter remaineth on Yeshua the Lord. Throughout his ministry, he never departed him. How is that? Let us therefore ponder on this. The Spirit of God never left our Lord Jesus, because our Lord, a man, remaineth pure and perfect. The presence of the Holy Spirit on our Lord indicates to us of an intimacy and a trusted relationship with the two of the Godheads in the earth realm, the Son and the Holy Spirit. How close we see it when we examine scripture, what they desire of us. That is pure love, that's obedience, that's trust, that's comfort. Amen. And this, I believe, he wants me to impart. Lord, I just impart that truth into the hearts of your daughters this morning. I impart a desire for pure relationship with you, and pure relationship with the leaders, and pure relationships with me, in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah. As we have just read and discussed, the personality of the Holy Spirit is close to the Father God and was also close to Yeshua in his earthly ministry. The Holy Spirit proceeds from our Father, and therefore our risen Lord trusteth in him and had a close relationship with him, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter. The Comforter was most faithful to our Lord. He helped our Lord in prayer. He was a helper. His name is also Helper. Relationships he helped our Lord with, in sending of the sick to receive miracles, the hungry was fed, and his followers, the Lord's followers, feasted on our blessed master's teachings and his preachings. Hallelujah. How glorious. Thank you, Yeshua. Let us just thank thy Lord. Praise him. Now, let us go now to the scripture that I was speaking of before I told you the story about the Bible. And I want to say, I don't say that for myself, but I believe the Holy Spirit wanted me to release that to you to remind those of you that are struggling in this area that it becomes so a part of you that I was literally in tears about it. And this is intimacy with the Holy Spirit that no man can taketh away from us. Now, that does not mean that the enemy won't try to hurt this fellowship with him, but he cannot prosper in it. Because once you have it in your heart, and you guard your heart with all diligence, he's already defeated, and you already have the victory in your fellowship and in your intimacy time with the Blessed Comforter. You may go through some seasons of trials with him, but it is fine. It'll make you stronger and wiser for him. Amen. So let us go now to Psalms 46, verse 10. And for those of you that stood through that story, thank you. And so I honor you for that.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So there is the blessed scripture. That's one of the keys, beloved. Be still. That's the key. We can be so busy. We can run around and with our family and our jobs and our ministries, even in churches. And we're busy for the Lord, but we're not with Him. He desires intimacy. So be still in His presence and know that He is the Lord God. How do you know anyone? When you spend time with Him. Sometimes you may never speak in your time with them. You just want to be alone with them, but you're still learning that person. That's the Lord. Some of the most precious memories with Him are going to be in silence. In His blessed presence, at times, there are no words. It's the stillness. It's the love. It's the receiving. Be still. Sit in His presence. Lay in His presence. And know your Father. It's important that our preparation time is holy. And that we honor Him in it. This honor for thy Lord in preparing for our fellowship with Him must precede His holy presence. So to receive that holy presence, the atmosphere must becometh whole. And you can discern which one is the Father, who, if it's the Master and the Holy Spirit. You can discern it. You'll know the Father's presence. You'll know His presence. And you'll know Jesus' presence. And you'll become to know Holy Spirit's presence. Because He's joy, 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 joy. You will learn Him. You will learn them. Being still. Honoring them with the right music. He will train your ears on what to listen to for Him too. He's a wonderful teacher, the Holy Spirit. He causes you to be faithful to Him. He doesn't want us defiled. So He'll teach us how to guard our vessels and keep them holy for Him. Our temples. He's taught me that very well. The intimacy, the fire of God will be so ablaze. It will be so most powerful. I don't have any words. It will come in your room, in your house, in you. And He stays. Calling on His name from the heart. Loving Him that way. No man can take it away from you. It is there in that most holy time of calling on His name and declaring He's most powerful. And there is no other God before Him. It is in that place with the blessed Lord that He will respond to your love and adoration with His blessed voice, the Holy Spirit. He will respond to you. You have to know how to host him and how to court him. And I have just told you so. Declarations and scriptures declaring that he is holy. The presence will overtake you. Just as you're feeling it now. It's hard to speak as I teach. Sometimes it's almost hard to breathe in it, as it is now. It has to be a life that although you have people in it, they can't come near him. That is the intimacy with the blessed Holy Spirit.
Bless him, love him, and be balanced in your seeking of him and in your prayers. Allow the Holy Spirit to govern your prayer life. Don't step outside of his will in your prayers. And don't allow the enemy to exhaust you in warfare. Take time for you also. I feel like Lord wants you to know that. Amen. For us as children of the Lord God, we are most blessed to have the Comforter, who giveth us truth, sin relationships, covenants, leadership, and help us in this earth where oftentimes it can be most difficult to fulfill our earthly assignments. He is our helper, he's our truth, he's our friend, he's our comforter. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Remember that. You can call on him for help in prayer. He hears the cries of his children. He's our peace. He's our joy. He's our teacher. He's a great listener. He's my closest confidant. He sees the worst in me and he still loves me. He encourages me to be my best. He encourages us to be our best for him, for his glory. He's wonderfully and fearfully created each and every one of us so perfect. Amen. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes when I talk about him, there are no words. I won't even try to expound. As I mentioned earlier, when we began this overview and mentorship program today, before our meeting next month, November 20th, in fact, we meet every third Saturday, you shall receive a link via email to the video on demand teaching This video will further help you to continue in our study on the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of what was discussed today. So I am going to build on this study and continue to mentor you throughout the month with videos, with a video or maybe two videos. We'll see what the Lord gives me to release. And the video shall prepare your hearts to begin to receive the teaching and mentoring on the keys to intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And I know that each of you are very excited about this part of the teaching. But what I want to say to you as we close this session, our first overview in teaching and mentoring, is when we are being courted as women by a husband who's desiring to make us his wife, for example, we want to know everything we can about him. We seek thy Lord to give us things that he likes, things that he may not tell us. We want to know his favorite colors. We want to know his love language. We want to know how we can serve him if he's in ministry, how we can bless him, how we can help thy Lord cause his son to be whom he has called him to be in the body or in the marketplace. And that is how we approach growing in courtship. And this is how we have to build this mentorship program. We can't just jump into intimacy teachings and I mentor you on relationship with the Holy Spirit without first giving you how I fell in love with him, the Holy Spirit, how I had to become to know him. And I didn't know him until later on in my life. And how I grew in my love walk with him and how I grew so close with him. It is by knowing his rank first, who he is to us, who he was to Jesus, because Jesus is my heart. And so he's given me the comforter. So we have to have Jesus first. We have to focus on Jesus. And on our focus on Jesus, we will grow to know the Holy Spirit. And so these are the keys that we will learn in our next teaching.